Unit 3, My Reading. A special day for Mom. Modern Mother's Day began about 100 years ago in the U.S. Emma Jarvis studied it. She received great love from her mother. When her mother died in 1905, she wrote to the government and asked for a day to honor all mothers. In 1913, the U.S. government made the second Sunday of May Mother's Day. She gives birth to you. She makes your food. She helps you with your homework. She gives all her love to you. Who is this person? She is your mother. Mother's Day is a day for us to show love to our mothers. On Mother's Day, lots of people give their mothers gifts, like cakes and cards. Many people also give them carnations. In the language of flowers, carnations means best wishes for mothers.
Unit 3. Storytown. An Ogre. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, the king and the queen were blessed with a beautiful baby girl. Unexpectedly, their daughter was cursed with a frightful enchantment that took hold each and every night. What kind of enchantment? Look at the two pictures. Can you tell that they are the same person? Unbelievable, right? That was due to the enchantment, and that made the king and queen headache. Desperately, they had to seek the help of a fairy godmother who had asked the king and queen to lock the young princess away in a tower to await a kiss of a Prince Charming. According to her words, only the kiss of the Prince Charming could break the enchantment. This was the tower that the princess had been locked in. There, beside the tower, a frightful dragon was flying around. A lot of princes had been around the tower, but no one dared to go up there. The beautiful princess was waiting there for years and years. Till one day, a Prince Charming, who was brave enough to go there, went to save the princess. He had challenged the perilous journey to rescue his beloved princess, Fiona. However, someone took the princess before him.
Who could be as brave as me? The Prince Charming wondered. As I know, I'm the bravest man in the world, as well as the most handsome one.
Wow, look at this. Who was he? A monster? An alien? He was the one who had saved the princess. How could that be? In our opinion, a princess should be rescued by a handsome prince, right? How could that be him? Again, who was he?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Shrek. I'm a large green ogre. Are you afraid of me?
In fact, he was not intimidating, but people still freaked out when they saw him.
Why do people scream at you? Is there anything wrong with you?
Asked his best friend, Donkey.
No, I'm not the one with the problem, Donkey. It's the world that seems to have a problem with me. People take one good look at me and go, ah, help, run, a big, stupid, ugly ogre. They judge me before they even know me. That's why I'm better off alone.